This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are trading. These are the composite numbers in Kansas City. May wheat, 741 and a half, down 5. July, 749 and a quarter, down 4 and 3 quarters. May wheat in Chicago, 697 and 3 quarters, down 11. July, 703 and a quarter, down 10 and 3 quarters. May corn, 641 and a quarter, down 3. July, 625, down 2 and a half. And December, 539 and 3 quarters, down a half. May soybeans, 13.93 and a quarter, now a half down 2. July, 13.68 and a quarter, down 3. November, 12.42, up a quarter. May soybean meal, 3.94.10, down 70 cents. May soybean oil, 49.92, down 6. April live cattle, 126.42 and a half, down 30. April feeders, 141.62 and a half, down 100. And April lean hogs are 81.32 and a half, and they are up 60 cents.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
A quick programming announcement. We're just about an hour and 9 minutes away from USDA releasing its latest WASDE report. The WASDE report for the month of April will have special programming after that report release at 1220 this afternoon with Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. And she is in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. She's also on the phone right now to talk about how the markets are trading ahead of the report. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it seems like for some reason the wheat, especially the soft wheat, has been really on the defensive today. What can you provide us for reasons for that?
Well, I think that it's pre-report. Primarily with the anticipation that we're going to see higher wheat stocks than what we had had. And so, you know, and not a lot higher wheat stocks. The average guess is only 11 million bushel increase, but I think the market is just at a point where they're looking at a couple different things. You know, we've had such a huge drop in corn price, and that corn price now makes kind of takes wheat out of the equation when it comes to the feeding side of things, even though the reality is they're feeding wheat because they can't get corn. The trade doesn't look at it that way. And so I believe, I'm kind of surprised, too, that it's doing what it's doing when you know that out in Kansas overnight it was like 14 degrees.
Right.
You know that.
Texas, too, had sub-32.
That's right. You know, and so I think that this is just more pre-report action is what it is. And it's very, very thin trade. And anytime you have really thin trade, you get much bigger moves than what you necessarily should get.
So. Well, let's look at some particulars. It does appear that the trade, if you buy into the range of the guesses, is bracing into some people on the wrong side heading off of that 11 o'clock report. There is certainly a lot of uncertainty about U.S. ending stocks. Average guess is 824 million bushels, but gee whiz, you can make a case for 900 or more.
Oh, on corn?
On corn.
You betcha. Well, you know that just when you look at the range of guesses, it's from 625 to 925.
Mm-hmm.
So it certainly tells you that there's an awful lot of uncertainty. You can make an argument on either side. USDA is in no way, shape, or form required to bring in that 360 million bushels that we saw in the grain stocks report. The one thing about that report is they did not take into account any imported bushels. I'm certain that they were busy checking to make sure that these imported bushels that were fed were not being counted twice, also in the carryout as well as in the import level. And so there's just too much uncertainty as to what's going to happen. With an average trade guess of 812, I'd say that if we come in below 800, let's say we came in at 750 million, I could see this market turn right around and go up 20, 30 cents without even thinking about it, just on short covering. If we come in above the 812, significantly above, let's say 900, we'll probably go back down and test last week's lows. I mean, they've already traded 960 million into the market, so the question comes, will we see any buying develop? And I think that's going to be the key to direction in the market, too. If all of a sudden we come in with a report that looks relatively bullish and we see some corn buying come in right after that report, that will force the market to be higher. If it just stays really flat and nobody does anything, then I think the market will probably trade higher and then back down some. So it's going to be a very interesting report, especially with it being released at 11 o'clock and us only having 2 hours and 15 minutes to trade it now that they've shortened.
Right, to 1:15 instead of 2 o'clock. So, right. Yeah. Soybeans, that it hasn't gotten the ink that corn has, but yet it's interesting because of the average trade guess at 137. I mean, the trade seems to be thinking that USDA is going to bump it up, even though exports are still brisk. Crush has been fairly good, and so the trade is thinking that with half of the year to go, we're going to slow way, way down.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, well, one of the things I think that is backing that up, of course, is the data that came out from China saying, you know, that they were at a slower pace year over year. Well, how could it not be slower year over year compared to what they were doing a year ago? So if you're just going to look at it from that level, I guess you're probably going to deduct some off. But, you know, we're at 13.95 and a quarter on May, and I think this is a great opportunity for the USDA basically to raise exports and maybe hold the carryout number at 125 just where it was. So we'll see once what they do. But, you know, they've been looking for any reason. Give me a reason to be able to say that I can raise exports because, you know, when you have 97% of your exports sold already and over 20 weeks left to go, you know, to the end of the marketing year, does that mean you do nothing for the rest of the year? It doesn't make any sense. I figured it out last week. It was like 6 million bushels a week is all we needed to do.
It's nothing, really.
That's right. It's like blowing your nose, you know. And so it's one of those situations where today at 11 o'clock we'll find out if if we live in the world of reality or if we're in Willy Wonka's world of pure imagination. I don't know. You know, it's going to be really interesting. Let's just put it that way.
And do we also? I mean, the trade is beginning to signal they're believing. We're going to see a reduction in both Argentina and Brazilian production. You believe that?
Well, you know, USDA is usually really slow to make those changes. I mean, all the privates are indicating that's the way it should be. So I would think, you know, if there's a significant raise at the U.S. level, perhaps, then I think we might see them make those changes just because, you know, the world number is really the most important number when you come down to the bottom line. And the world numbers are tight. We can't. There's no way that we can say that this isn't a tight situation. Even on the grain stocks report, we were 10% tighter on corn stocks than we were a year ago. You know, but when you have the inflammatory situation that went on, I can't think of a thing, Dave, to be honest with you, that justified how far we dropped, except for the fact that we have black box trading now. We had funds that were heavy buyers ahead of time, and then we had margin liquidation, and those things always extend it further than it should go. So I think actually the area we're trading in right now on corn is probably more of a realistic area as to where we should have gone to rather than having gone the extra 20 cents lower than this. But, you know, it's going to be exciting. Or it's going to be nothing.
We don't have a lot of time left, but so something brief. What do you think is going to happen to the corn spread, the May-July corn spread?
The May-July corn spread? Well, I look at the May-July corn spread still saying to us that they really, really want grain. There's no question about it. And I think that it's going to continue to stay the way it is. They want grain, and they want it now. And that's what flies in the face of what the grain stocks report told us.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thanks, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. In Chicago, May wheat 6.97 and a quarter, down 11 and a half. May corn is 6.41 and a quarter, down 3. July 6.25, down 2 and a half. And December at 5.38, down 2 and a quarter. May soybeans 13.95 and three quarters, up a quarter. July 13.69 and three quarters, down 1.5. November 12.42, up a quarter. May soybean meal 3.94.50, down 30. May soybean oil 49.98. unchanged. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.